Usually this time of year, the Ann Arbor arts community would be ramping up for the annual outdoor extravaganza known as Fool Moon and Festifools. But like pretty much everything else right now, that's been canceled as we are advised to socially distance in light of the coronavirus pandemic and stay inside. This is Lisa Berry, and we're hearing, though, at least from one local art influencer, the show must go on. Possibly in a new way. So we're checking in now with Mark Tucker, founder of Festifools and Fool Moon. Are you keeping your creative juices flowing, Mark?
Oh, yeah. Thanks so much for having me on. Yeah, I am. I mean, not by myself. Taking a whole community of folks getting together to get creative all at one time. It's an interesting time for everyone, but especially for artists. We're kind of used to having odd opportunities thrown our way, and that's kind of how we're looking at this one.
Let's start by first explaining, what is Festifools and Fool Moon for people who don't know?
Sure. Well, it's interesting you should ask, because I've been thinking the last couple of days, what are these crazy events, you know? I mean, are they just giant puppets on the streets? Are they just a processional of beautiful homemade light-up sculptures that hundreds of people over the last 10 years have been creating together for a kind of joyous celebration? And what does that mean when you can no longer get together on the streets and have that celebration? I've been rethinking it, and I think the Festifools and Fool Moon are really about being creative no matter where you are and about celebrating the fool in all of us at any given time. And this is a perfect time, actually.
I was looking forward to it, I have to say that. Last year, it was the streets of downtown Ann Arbor were packed for Festifools, and everyone was joyful, and there was a lot of creativity marching down the street, and everyone from Congresswoman Debbie Dingell to the mayor of Ann Arbor and in between was participating, and artists and music, and that's how I would describe it. It's just a kind of a chance to exhale and welcome spring and enjoy all this creativity. So now that that's not happening, what have you come up with?
Yeah, well, it's interesting. I mean, and you said that our events were canceled in the beginning. And again, going back to, you know, my core being, which is that of an artist, you know, I realize we don't often use the word canceled. We just see it as another opportunity. And so in this case, same thing. I teach a class for non-art majors, something called the Lloyd Scholars for Writing in the Arts at the University of Michigan. And my students are, you know, are remarkable and really resilient, and they have changed forces from making giant puppets in the studio to making miniature video vignettes, which we're going to stitch together and make a little show and air those at the same time we would have done Festifools, which is April 5th at 4 o'clock.
So we'll still be able to see some creativity. It'll just be online.
Yeah, and, you know, to us it feels kind of like a little gift that we're giving back to a community that's given us so much over the last, it'll be 15 years next year. So everyone who's ever come into the studio to help us papier-mâché, everyone who's ever come to one of our workshops to create a luminary sculpture, and all the businesses and who have supported us and just really generous individuals throughout the years, this is our little, tiny, teeny kind of puppet gift back to everyone.
We say teeny tiny. I'm thinking of the puppets because they're usually pretty big out on the street. Can you give us any dimensions of what we'll be seeing online?
Yeah, depends on what device you're looking into, Lisa.
You're so creative, Mark. It's like I'm trying to get on the same page as you. Look at it this the same way, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if that's awful nice of you, but I don't know about that. I will say that I take my inspiration from my newest friend. His name is Theo, and Theo's about 45 years younger than I am, but he came into the Festifools studio, before all of this, and was helping papier-mâché, and he was so remarkable because he was here for like 5 hours. He just was nonstop. He was a papier-mâché making machine at 5 years old. And anyhow, he became my new best buddy and my inspiration for why we have to keep doing what we're doing, because for a lot of young people, this is a really special event for them, and I have to always keep that in mind. It's special for all of us making it, but it's really become a tradition that young future creatives minds have really come to embrace.
What are you hearing from all the artists who would typically usually be involved with Fool Moon and Festifools? Are they still creating on their own? Are they upset? What's their experience right now?
Yeah, you know, I've been really involved mostly with my students because we, as you know, at the University of Michigan, we had to change all of our classes to going online. So if you can imagine a hands-on course like making giant puppets, all of a sudden switching to an online format, I've been, you know, oddly enough, I've been hearing nothing but positive things like, oh, this will be really cool. Wow, I can't wait to take some animal crackers from my cupboard and turn them into a little puppet show. So I think overall, as much time and energy of people as people have to give to this kind of thing, I'm hearing nothing but really wonderful stories.
So it sounds like the local arts community and artists are bucking up under the pressure of what's happening. Maybe it's an outlet for them. Maybe it's helping them cope better.
It's definitely that for some folks. I think that in general, if you're creative, you know, you don't really turn it off at any point. It's another perspective, and it's a big perspective, right? As to especially what do the arts mean? I mean, I think they mean more than ever, a lot to most people. If you're socially isolated right now, to be able to listen to stories on the radio, to be able to listen to music, watch Netflix, et cetera, all of that is made by artists. And, you know, I'm really proud to be an artist right now. Can I also just add that we're adding a T-shirt contest into this year's Festifools? And so kids of all ages or youngsters at heart can go to a Facebook page we just made called Festifools Virtual, and all the information is there. But essentially, the winning T-shirt is going to be our official T-shirt design for next year, which, as I said, is our 15th anniversary of Festifools. The top 10 runner-ups will all get a free T-shirt as well. So we're excited about that, just to keep, especially over spring break, the young artists still being able to make things and contribute towards Festifools.
So give us the breakdown with the who, what, when, where, and why of Festifools 2020.
The virtual Festifools is going to take place on April 5th at 4 p.m., and that's normally when we would be entering Main Street with our giant puppets anyhow. And it'll be a short show, probably under 30 minutes, but we hope people will tune in and check it out. And we'd love to hear your feedback once you see it.
Will it be live, or is it something you're going to pre-record in advance?
Well, we have to pre-record it because all of the different videos that my students are making, the little vignettes, are going to be edited together. But we want to drop it at one time at 4 o'clock. So kind of like Festifools, you see it and it's gone and you don't get to see it again until the next year, and that's just the nature of the beast.
Oh, you're not going to post it somewhere that
Oh,
people
probably we will.
Well, I wanted to get that out there, so
You know, but that takes away the fun of, come
okay.
on, step up, see the show right now before it leaves town.
Right.
Yeah.
Could you give us a hint if we wanted to maybe look for it after that
Oh,
time?
yeah. Well, it'll be on Facebook. Festival is virtual.
And then do you have a website?
Yeah, there is one, and it's through the University of Michigan, and it's through our program called the Lloyd Scholars for Writing in the Arts. So if you look up that, you'll go right to the website.
Mark Tucker, we appreciate you keeping active and keeping creative in this difficult time, and for joining us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Oh, I appreciate being on. It just feels so normal to hear your voice.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.